Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the women of Motown from the 1960s. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, the Supremes, and the Marvelettes. The second half hour will feature the Velvettes, Mary Wells, and Brenda Holloway. That's all coming up right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
drugs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was I'm Ready for Love. That was Martha and the Vandellas. That reached number 9 from 1966. And before that, Dancing in the Street by Martha and the Vandellas, number 2 from 64. And we started off with Quicksand, number 8 from 1963. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we're featuring the women of Motown from the 1960s. Well, Martha Reeves first recorded as a teenager with the Delphi's for the Checkmate label. She joined Motown as a secretary to the chief Mickey Stevenson after he spotted her performing at Detroit's famed 20 Grand Club. Part of her duties at Motown included session hiring and singing demo tapes of submitted lyrics. A break came when a background singer couldn't make a recording date. Well, Martha's last name, Reeves, came from one of her favorite singers, Della Reeves. And the rest is history with Martha and the Vandellas. Let's continue with the women of Motown from the 1960s, Diana Ross and the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, ooh, your lips are touching mine, a feeling so divine, till I leave the past behind. I'm lost in a world
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was The Supremes with My World is Empty Without You. That reached number 5 from 1966. And before that, a number 11 tune from 1965, Nothing But Heartaches. And we started off with a number 1 from 65, I Hear a Symphony by The Supremes. Well, The Supremes were still in high school in 1960 when they were first approached by Berry Gordy about a deal with Motown. They were called the Primettes then. They were a self-styled sister group to The Primes, who likewise evolved into a world-class act with The Temptations. Well, they were dressed in white pleated skirts, bobby socks, and sneakers. The girls were skinny and self-conscious. Well, Berry Gordy told them to come back in a year. They did, and they were signed to Motown in January 1961. They were originally labeled the No-Hit Supremes until they reached a string of number one songs in 65, and the rest was history with the Supremes. Let's continue with another Women of Motown sound right now with the Marvelettes. Please Miss the Postman right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
My friend, so
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
Well, that was Too Many Fish in the Sea by the Marvelettes. That reached number 25 from 1964. And before that, Beechwood 45789, number 17 from 1962. And we started off with Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes, number 1 from 1961. Well, the Marvelettes were Motown's first hit girl group, the first Motown act to reach number 1 on the pop charts, and they helped write their own hits. That last song, Please Mr. Postman, was also of interest because it featured a young session drummer by the name of Marvin Gaye. Yes, the Marvin Gaye. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring this hour the women of Motown from the 1960s. Well, coming up, another half hour of the women from Motown. We'll be hearing from the Velvettes, Mary Wells, and Brenda Holloway. That's all coming up the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.